Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest running podcast, now in our 16th year. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and this week we sit down with Sarah Robertson, the Vice President of Sales for Kambi, on how her company is growing in the U.S. and why so many leading sports betting operators are partners. This week's program is brought to you by Konami Gaming. Later in the show, we'll talk about two Konami slot series ranked top grossing premium lease games by Eilers and Krychek. Kambi is recognized as one of the leading platforms in the world for sports betting operators due to its long history in Europe. When the company decided to enter the U.S. after the legalization of sports betting, it hired Sarah Robertson to lead its sales efforts. The Canadian native quickly landed some major accounts and continues to drive the company's growth. She previously worked for affiliate manager Income Access and is based in London. She spoke with me at G2E in Las Vegas in October. Look at Mother Nature on the run. Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast. Our guest today is Sarah Robertson, the sales Vice President of Sales for Kambi. Sarah, thanks for joining us today. It's great to see you.
Yeah, really. Thanks for having me. I'm very excited to be in Vegas after some time.
Absolutely. Well, everybody's glad to be here now. We get together finally, and it's just a great thing to see people again.
It really is.
So, and first of all, congratulations on being named one of the 40 under 40, the emerging leaders of gaming. We've been following your career, since you've been with Kambi, and now you've done a great job. So it's really an honor for us to be able to give you that award.
It's an honor to be nominated for the award. So thank you very much.
Great. So let's start. We're gonna talk about some of your background, and
sure.
And then we'll move on to some Kambi stuff. But let's start with what kind of education you had, and where you went to school.
Yeah. So I'm Canadian. I live in London now. I moved over to London when I joined Kambi, but my background is in business. Mm-hmm. I did a undergraduate degree from the University of New Brunswick on the East Coast and a graduate degree from McGill in Montreal.
Okay.
Yeah, so all Canadian universities.
Yes. I knew some people who went to McGill years ago when I was young, and I always wanted to go up there, but never got
Montreal's a very fun place to live.
That's what I hear, but what was your history after you got out over there? What kind of work?
Yeah, I actually started working in gaming right after university. Okay. I don't want to age myself here, but I've been working in gaming for quite a few years. I started my career at a company in Montreal called Income Access.
Mm-hmm.
They do it.
So you do your work for, I'm forgetting her name.
Nikki Senior.
Nikki Senior.
Yes,
I
worked very closely alongside her for many years. So I worked there just around 7 years doing business development and sales there as well. Obviously, with affiliate technology, you get a really great overview of the full ecosystem. So, understood that I wanted to continue to work in gaming. And ultimately, Income Access was acquired by Paysafe Group.
Right.
So, I stayed on and worked a little bit across both Income Access and Paysafe Group for a little while. And then in 2018, PASPA had been repealed, and I kind of identified that there was definitely going to be a kind of niche market for me to be able to kind of springboard into sports betting, considering kind of my understanding from Income Access. So ended up taking a job with Kambi. They had offered me a job to go and do sales in Europe, but focusing on North America, because at that time we actually didn't have a U.S. office. We've since obviously opened up quite an extensive office, and I've been working at Kambi for just over 3 years now.
Okay. So why'd you get involved in gaming to begin with?
Yeah, that's a great question. It was really kind of an exciting space in Montreal at the time, and it was something where, you know, it was a lot of young people working. I really liked technology sales, so it really, I kind of, even at that stage before PASPA was repealed, really understood that there was a great opportunity for a lot of growth in the gaming sector. The gaming sector is obviously very diverse, there's a lot of opportunities, and it's really fast moving. So that's really what drove me to that initially.
Yeah, and that's why we're all in it, because it's a very, very exciting industry to be in, for sure.
Yeah, and I would say from a technology standpoint, you know, ultimately, I think gaming is in the forefront of a lot of technology in a lot of ways, especially sports betting. So that's what really ultimately drew me to Kambi is, you know, working from an affiliate perspective, you kind of are at a surface level of really what the ecosystem looks like. Whereas, you know, where Kambi is in the value chain, you actually have a lot of different touch points at different parts of the value chain. So that was really interesting for me, you know, looking at data flows, looking at, you know, how we build a software, how we kind of make that software available to end users via our operator partners has been really interesting to learn over the last few years.
Okay, great. So who were some of your mentors? I imagine Nikki was one.
Nikki was definitely actually my original mentor. Yeah. Nikki and Serafina.
Okay, Serafina
Wolf-Gabriel, who also works at at Income Access and PaySafe now. They were both two kind of big women in gaming
that were
really, really instrumental in my development at Income Access. And I think really actually gave me a lot of the tools to help me succeed as kind of a business development executive in gaming as a woman. So I would say those are two great influences. But then ultimately, you know, working at Cambie, I've worked really closely with our executive at Cambie and working a lot very closely with our kind of core executive group. And our EVP of business functions, Cecilia, is probably one of my kind of current mentors, because again, she's a really great influence to see where you can take your career from an executive level in gaming. So
great. That's great to hear that, you know, so many women have really guided you to this career, because it's, you know, it's, they're becoming such an important part of the industry, and, you know, we're trying to recognize them, and so glad that you can bring that up for sure. So what kind of advice would you give to young people starting out in the industry, especially young women?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. I would say, I think, like I said, I think that there's unlimited kind of possibilities in gaming. You really need to find what interests you and find good mentors. I think that really helped me kind of develop what I wanted to do as a young, you know, a young person out of school. I didn't go in with the intention of wanting to focus on business development or sales, but really found my skill set in that. And that was helped via mentorship. And there's a lot of great women in gaming who offer up time to other young women in gaming to help develop skill sets and to help understand kind of the gaming space. So I would say, you know, start somewhere, start anywhere. You know, ultimately in today's day and age, you all can change focus and direction. And like I said, gaming gives you a really great kind of playing field to be able to find what works for you.
Sure, absolutely. So let's talk about Cambie. Cambie has some great partnerships with some of the U.S. Sports books. You know, there's been quite a, how many do you have now, like 20 or 30?
Yeah, I think we have just around 30 partnerships that we maintain. And I think a large portion of our business now comes from the North American market. That's really the core focus of a lot of our business now is, is focused on North America, obviously up to the last 3 years in the U.S., but then now also looking at, you know, Canada as a market as Ontario opens up. And I would say we've, over the last 3 years, built out our team in the U.S. We have quite a large office. It's our fastest growing office in Philadelphia. And we've got kind of a small sales team located in the U.S. as well. So I think the next few years are going to prove to be very exciting. We're seeing a huge plethora of new states legalizing all at once. So it's, you know, it's almost a, it's a kind of keep up to pace at this stage. And ultimately, we're experiencing a lot of great partnerships that are moving multi-state and are continuing to enter into new states. So we'll continue to support those partners as they grow throughout the U.S.
So I know Cambie's got a lot of different products, and you can do everything from soup to nuts with your partners. But, you know, give me some of the breakdown of the different products that people have really been recognizing that has some excellence with Cambie.
Yeah, so we are kind of a little unique in the market in that we give our operator partners an end-to-end solution. And we basically package that solution up and then make it available via mobile applications, web applications, and in kind of the terminals that you see in casinos or in other gaming venues. What we do in that service that we offer is kind of, like I said, end-to-end. So it's all the way from odds compiling, actually setting the lines and doing all the pricing. We do all the risk management, but customized risk management, so that we offer unique solutions to our partners. We do all of the, like I said, the technical sports book. So the engine that sits below the surface that people don't realize is a very complex piece of technology when you think about the level of data that flows through a sports book that's very extensive. And then, like I said, we package it up to different UIs so that people can consume it in the way that they want to consume it. Because ultimately, we recognize that our partners all have very different, unique strategy, right? So they're looking at how do we create a differentiated experience across kind of UI and UX, or with pricing, or with kind of anything, and how they want to drive their strategy to be, you know, different from their competitors. So we've really spent a lot of time and effort over the last several years to make sure that we allow that big flexibility on differentiation. And that's something that we'll continue to focus on as we build out our product. And I think the main thing that we're really talking about or shouting about this year at G2E is we've spent a lot of time over the last little while developing what we're calling game parlays. So that's the ability to create in-event combinations or combine bets within an event. And we've just released that for NFL, and it's proving to be a really, really popular product. And I think what differentiates that maybe from some of the other kind of similar products on the market currently is that we've built this from the ground up in our technology. So we haven't just kind of taken it as an add-on product. Right. We've built it up from the ground up. So because of that, that's going to give the consumer the ability to really combine anything in a sports book. So you can come in, you can build your bet within the match in NFL, and you can add on an MLB bet. You can add on. So it's kind of limitless. And I think from a consumer perspective, the feedback that we're getting is that this is kind of a big deal for being able to have ultimate freedom.
Right.
And, you know, ultimate freedom is something that we really strive towards for our consumers.
Right.
Since September, two high-performing Konami slot series have ranked in Iro's and Krychek's list of top-performing parent games / premium leased. Both All Aboard and Ocean Spin have demonstrated consistently strong results, and both are available now on Dimension 49J, awarded first place for best slot product in this year's GGB Gaming and Technology Awards. Learn more by visiting konamigaming.com/premiums.
So I've always wondered, like, if you have a regional sports book that, let's say, well, you were talking about Philadelphia. Say one of your Philadelphia clients. I know you got a couple of casinos there.
Yeah.
How do you balance when somebody comes in when people come in with a lot of money betting on the Eagles? I know, you know, the idea of a sports book is you want to, you know, balance the risk there. So, I mean, do the odds go down or up?
Ultimately, we let the books balance themselves, and we give the true probability of the odds, and then we manage the risk through our risk management solution. So that's really then up to the operator what they want that liability to look like.
Right.
So it's really kind of a on operator basis.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In that instance.
So yeah, so they make the decision, not you. Okay.
Yeah.
Then that makes sense for sure. So you've also, you know, can be started in Europe, obviously, but I think I asked your CEO this question when I interviewed him a couple of years ago, is, what do you know about baseball? You
know? Yeah, well, interestingly, I mean, I think we get that question quite a bit.
Right.
You know, we are a global sports betting supplier, and ultimately what's actually become really fruitful in being a global supplier is that different sports are, you know, popular in different in different territories. And what Kambi's been able to do, coming from a European background, coming from an Australian background, coming from, you know, all the different geos that we service, which are very, very, very many and very diverse, that's actually allowed us to build a really great long-tail offering. So it's not about just the breadth of markets. So, yes, we offer all the different sports, but then it's the depths of those markets. So all the different unique specials, the instants, the player props, all of the things that our in-house team are able to, you know, develop and trade is what really gives us a competitive advantage. And I think now, you know, we've built out a really capable team across U.S. sports. We've got a lot of them, the U.S. traders located in our Philly office. And I think, if anything, we're just going to continue to kind of strengthen our offering.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's a very competitive market. I mean, you know, Kambi's a great company. So, you know, I think you're the 800-pound gorilla now, but there's a lot of other companies coming in right now with you know, things like similar products. How do you stay competitive with that? And, you know, what does Kambi offer that some of these other companies can't offer?
Yeah, I think for Kambi, we are, what gives us a bit of a competitive advantage, I would say, is that we are a sports-only company.
Okay.
So we don't do iCasino, we don't do platform, we don't do payments, we don't. We really have a laser-focused vision, and it's for sports. And our sportsbook was actually developed by sportsbook enthusiasts. So our executives are all, you know, sportsbook enthusiasts.
Right.
So I think that gives us an advantage in that everything we do, all the way down to kind of product development and trading, it's always focused with the end consumer in mind.
Right.
And I think that gives us that focus of, let's get the best product to the market. And as you can see, there's a lot of consolidation happening right now in the space. And we see a lot of the B2B suppliers being now owned by B2C suppliers.
Right.
And, you know, that to me muddies focus. Like, we are B2B only. We are focused on delivering a good product. We're not focusing on acquiring customers. We're not focusing on marketing our own name. We're focused on you know, our operators and their end users. And I think that that speaks for itself.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, you know, I've done stories in the last year on both Bally's and in Penn National and a couple of other companies that you know, want to own their own technology now.
Yes.
But as you're saying, you're just focused on sports books and providing that best. You know, again, you don't worry about any of the other things. So
yeah.
Is that why you think these, you know, companies should consider, you know, staying with you?
Exactly. I think we have a best of breed approach. Mm-hmm. A sports book, the sports book piece of the ecosystem is a really difficult and complicated piece.
Sure.
And I think, you know, we're seeing more and more companies through M&A taking on sportsbook as something in-house, and we're seeing a lot of them not succeed.
Mm-hmm.
I think given our tenure and given our experience, we'll continue to excel at sportsbooks. And I think looking at, you know, creating the best product for consumers, the model that Kambi offers really speaks for itself.
Right, okay. So we're seeing a lot of tribes, you know, investigating the sports betting market now. And it sounds like Kambi's a pretty good company for them to consider, obviously, with your focus on just sports.
Yeah, I think, you know, look, we have some tribal operators that we're currently working with. Mm-hmm. We're working with Seneca in New York, and we're
right.
working with Four Winds in Michigan. We really value the possibility for us to work with tribal operators, because mm-hmm. I think in a lot of markets they are at the forefront of what they want to do in the gaming space. And ultimately what Kambi gives to our tribal partners is the ability to utilize a Kambi sportsbook,
mm-hmm.
maintain control of their customer database,
right.
leverage the brand names that they've cultivated in their markets. And that's really, you know, a lot of instances what tribes want. They want to have maximized profit to
sure.
give back to their communities.
Mm-hmm.
They want to have their control of that database. You know,
sure.
they built out these great databases through their land-based casino
mm-hmm.
properties. They don't necessarily want to hand those over to someone to just own. So Kambi
right.
gives that kind of flexibility if they should choose to go that route.
Okay. And I noticed there's a lot of First Nations in Canada getting into sports betting.
Yes.
Too.
So I think Canada is going to be a really exciting market.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we're very keenly watching as regulations move forward in Ontario, and we're, you know, keenly looking at what the other provinces will do. But I think Canada will continue to be kind of a focus for Kambi
right,
moving
right.
forward.
And how about esports? You know, they're, that's a growing field as well, and I think that's part of the sports betting focus, I would imagine.
Yeah, esports, we have a dedicated in-house team trading
mm-hmm.
esports, so
okay.
it's long been a focus of ours. And we've also just acquired an esports company called Abios
mm-hmm.
That's located in Sweden, where we hope to create synergies to really build out our esports offering, utilizing some of the kind of the developments that their teams are working on and their kind of knowledge around the trading of esports. So
mm-hmm.
we think that acquisition is going to create a lot of synergies and allow us to be market leading in esports as well,
okay.
because we do see that that's going to be a big focus moving forward.
Sure, sure. So how do you acquire your data on each sport event and each of the sports?
Yeah, so we actually, as part of our service, we handle the data relationships,
mm-hmm.
and what we do is we, you know, we work with all of the large data
right.
providers, so
mm-hmm.
the Sport Radars, the Geniuses, et cetera,
right.
and we obviously then basically contract on the behalf of our network operators and work with those to give a market-leading product. So we have a team that handles those relationships in-house, and that's built into the offering that we give to our operators, is that we handle those relationships for them, because as you can imagine, the data space right now is very fast moving and
sure.
and very complex. So
mm-hmm.
that's something that we've decided to build into part of our service.
Okay. Responsible gaming, you know, obviously that's part of every operator's. Is that something that you guys consider, or is that the operator's responsibility?
That typically sits at the operator or platform
right.
level, but
yeah.
it's something that we help facilitate with all of the data-driven APIs that we give.
Right.
So we give open source APIs to our operators. We have data warehouse integration
mm-hmm.
so that they have all of the transactional data from the sports book to be able to ensure that they're running a responsible book and
okay.
and you know, keeping the consumer in mind. So we have integrations that help support that.
Okay, great. So what are your goals over the next few years?
I mean, I really would hope to accelerate my career at Kambi.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really enjoying my time at Kambi, and I think, again, sports betting is just such a great fast-paced industry right now.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely want to stay laser-focused in this space.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of growth opportunities in Kambi across the next few years, so I'm really hoping to, you know, find my way and continue my path at Kambi.
Great. Well, Sarah, thanks for joining us, and again, congratulations by being named one of the 40 under 40, and hopefully we'll be able to catch up again maybe the next G2E.
We don't have to wait 2 years next time.
Exactly right. Well, thanks for joining us, and then for the viewers, thanks for joining us on the GGB podcast.
Mother Nature on the run in the 21st century.
Hope you enjoyed this week's podcast with thanks again to Konami Gaming. Visit KonamiGaming.com/premiums for more on this year's top slot product, Dimension 49J. To learn more about sports betting platforms and what they offer, visit GGBMagazine.com. To get all the news of the gaming industry delivered to your desktop every Monday morning, visit GGBNews.com and enter the code GGB180 for a free subscription. Don't miss a single episode of the podcast. Subscribe on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. So we'll see you next time on the GGB Podcast.